around. Keep it nice and simple. You're not Lionel Messi. Just pass the bloody ball. This to be a walk in the park, but these bastards from King's Priory are kicking lumps out of us. Man on, man on, an empty stadium yells. Man on, come on, come on, the cross goes sailing wildly over.
Abridged version without the sort of heavy metal elements, but hopefully the song will remain. Recently I've been struggling with anxiety to the point I find it hard to leave the flat. The days drain away, scouring eBay, or looking on Zoopla at houses where I'll never live.
answered and took voluntary redundancy from my role as counsellor at St. Cecilia's Secondary School. So I went back freelance as a graphic designer. Business is okay, but I miss working with the young folk. I know Dr. Shen prescribed me beta blockers and recommended taking daily exercise. So I've started jogging to my own great
man, I tell you, I'm having a moment because that was Richard Dawson live in session with Jogging, and I never thought that he could possibly get anywhere near the intensity of the Vile stuff, but you've just done it, mate. You all right?
He's having a little sip of water.
Okay, oh, that's allowed. That was just tremendous, mate, so wonderful. Can I ask you, so the album 2020,
yeah,
is there a lyric sheet with that?
Yeah.
Good.
It's on. It's not a sheet, but it's on each of the records.
All right. Okay. Well, that was just a personal question for me, really. All right. So we've just mentioned the fact, and we've heard Two Halves, which is a song that just made me smile and laugh out loud on occasion with the lyrics in it. And then straight off the back of it on the album, you've got Jogging, which is one of the most heartrending tunes I've ever heard in my life. And the video that accompanies it is pretty remarkable. How much of the song is autobiographical?
Well, it's not autobiographical, but, you know, you use parts of your own life and friends and family and people you talk to, gigs a lot. And, you know, in my mind, the person who is singing the song is very different to me. I don't like to jog. I like to swim, but I mainly like to sauna.
Right, okay. Not quite as physical.
Yeah, I hate jogging personally, but...
Yeah, I do. I mean, there are people out there who can just run or walk for miles and miles and miles, but I think it's just more about me, but I just bore myself.
Yeah.
I just get bored.
It makes my body feel terrible, but, you know, my dad was an athletics coach. He coaches young women long distance, and he's done that for 35 years as a volunteer at Gateshead. Athletics club, Harriers.
Wow. Did he try and push you in that direction yourself?
No, you know, no pushing. I think he used to take me there at the weekend when my mum used to work a night shift, and I used to go like kicking and screaming to Gateshead Stadium. I used to hate it.
Right.
But, you know, it does such a lot of good for lots of people I know, and, you know, sport is an interesting thing as well. And
you're talking about, you know, raising the issue of anxiety, and a lot of people do find that physical activity does help with anxiety, doesn't it, from the pressures?
Yeah, when, you know, whatever it is, just when you get talking to people and you realize more, 9 out of 10 people if not more or have suffering anxiety or some other kind of worry, and you know, just simple things, getting on a bus, the interaction with a bus driver, going to the shop, can be incredibly challenging, even if you're doing well, you know, these things, and you can be doing well for weeks, months, years, and then you might, you know, hit a rough spot as well. So when you start talking to people and you realise everyone is in the same boat, you know.
Yeah, of course, absolutely.
You've got to find, if you can find something to help her steady the waters a bit.
Now, you know, listening to the album, as I have, there are recurring themes, and a lot of it is, and you mentioned that people aren't nice anymore. There's a bit also in Queen's Head about a butcher who's like, you know, the village is flooded, and he's saying there aren't enough flood defence mechanisms set in place because of scroungers,
yeah,
and benefit scroungers and all this kind of stuff. Yeah. And it seems like you're documenting what is a pretty weird time in British history.
It's mad, you know. There's so, when you even you look across the world, none of it makes sense. But that particular bit about the butcher, though, is the one bit on the album where, you know, I was trying to follow what the people in the songs want to sing, even if it's not what I would want to sing. But I wrote that, and in all honesty, that's me talking. I was picturing like Farage or another one of these con men, just like offering the bribe, except in this sausages and black pudding and stuff.
Right, okay. That's what I was getting at, really, because you can see there's a lot of anger in the album, and like I say, there's all manner of things in there, and it makes me smile and it makes me upset in parts. It's my album of the year, I would say, but there are bits in there where you can see that you're not doing it from somebody else's perspective. You can see that it's your personality coming through.
Well, you know, I hope I'm faithful to the people in the songs, and, you know, I'm not angry. That's not me, but, you know, It's all there. I hope I can do the right thing by these people.
Okay, I mean, I was thinking, you know, you could put this album in a time capsule and just bury it somewhere, and if somebody was to just dig it up in 100 years, 200 years' time, it would give them a pretty good snapshot of what is going on from one perspective anyway, put it that way.
Maybe, yeah.
I'm not going to bury my copy, though.
Good.
I'm going to play it, okay. All right, then. And so I was going to ask you if you do go out jogging because of the video, but you don't. But you're looking in good shape, so you're just, like, looking after yourself and swimming and
That's
stuff like that.
Incredibly kind of you, Mark.
That's all right, mate.
No, I'm struggling a bit with my weight. and you know, so and just keeping the exercise. I've been very lazy this year, but generally eating okay, drinking a bit less, which is all quite helpful.
Looking after yourself. Yeah. Well, you'll be going out on tour soon, so, you know, you're just going to make sure. I know some bands, and they can afford to have roadies and stuff, but they carry all their own gear, and they're all fit as butcher's dogs, pardon the expression. So, there you go.
Yeah, no, for sure. No, I'll be aiming to drink just tap water on this tour as well. I did that once before when I toured with Ashik Nargila, amazing musician. I drank just water, and I came back off that tour, like, better than ever.
Right.
I haven't managed to do that since, but I think the next one... Next one we will,
for sure. Wish you luck with that, mate. And I intend to see you on at least one of the shows, and so I will keep an eye on what the liquids are that you're drinking at the point in time. Anyway, okay, so what are you going to do for us now then, Richard Dawson?
All right, I'm going to do... I should have tuned this whilst we were talking.
That's all right, mate, no bother.
I'm going to do a song called Dead Dog in an Alleyway, and I guess I'll just let it speak for itself. Well, give me, this is great radio right here. Okay. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Dead dog in an alleyway, dusted with snow, on a bed of burst bin bags, underneath the big fans, behind the pram you're in, and for your eyes only, no fit place to spend the night. Maybe I can go in the pedestrian tunnel, stag do's and football dicks, they give me the most shit. Disgusting animal, ah. Over there in the labyrinth of neon, sleeping bag, help me, help me, please help me, won't you please help me, anyone, the city melts away into a crisp new day. I'm still here. Swing of the door, music
the longest note in the world ever. Richard Dawson live in session, Dead Dog in an Alleyway. Just wonderful stuff. We'll have... you're going to come back and do a cover version for us, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, well, we'll look forward to that then. Well, thank you very much, mate. That was ace. Okay. So I brought you in, I had a couple of copies of CD's version of The Lamb Lies Down on Broadway by Genesis. You know bits of it, don't you?
Yeah.
Are you a fan of prog? Because I have to say that, you know, there's obviously all manner of things running through a lot of your work, but particularly 2020, and there are certainly some proggy bits in there. Are there any mad prog records that you absolutely love?
I don't know that much about it. Like, yeah, some things for sure. Hawkwind, you know, but I guess the one really important band for me is Circle, and they've been called prog, or they're not really, they're lots of things.
They're the Scandinavian band, aren't they?
Yeah, Finnish group, absolutely amazing. They've been called the best band in all genres. If anyone's listening, Circle, please check them out. They're absolutely sensational band.
Okay, all right, mate, we'll check them out. Okay, so, and you've got a tour coming up, but yeah, the 19th of November, you're playing the Moth Club in London, but it's sold out. You're going to need a bigger boat. On the 20th of November, Brighton Comedia. On the 21st, Manchester Royal Northern College of Music. The 22nd, Leeds Belgrave Music Hall. 23rd, Liverpool Studio 2. Barely any tickets left for that, I know that much. 26th of November, Edinburgh The Caves. 27th, Glasgow CCA. 13th of December, Newcastle Sage. And the 28th of March, you're playing London Barbican. That's a big old unit, that's great.
Yeah, so, well, we sold out the Moth Club, so we sort of thought we'd better overreach on the next one. And
you ain't doing that, mate, believe you me.
It's going to be an amazing day of music, that one. We've got some amazing acts lined up, so it's which we'll announce in due course.
So you're kind of curating a full day, are you?
Yeah, or like a full afternoon and into the night.
Fabulous, okay, all right, well, we'll wait for that and find out what's going on. You're going to do a cover version for us now, aren't you? What are you going to do?
I'm going to murder this song, and it's the Bangles' Eternal Flame. It's a very interesting song.
Okay, it will be tonight. Thank you.
Sunshine through the rain, a whole life. Can you feel my heart beating? Do you understand?
Door on your way out.